when we see that played out in the Bible, anyways, that's what we're talking about this morning. We're talking about the Holy Spirit and the Godhead. The Lord has some awesome things for all of us. Okay? Luke 24, verse 29. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power. You see that? With power from on high. So, listen, the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit, being baptized in the Holy Spirit, that is a gift from God, directly from heaven. You hear what I'm saying? Okay, sometimes we get freaked out because we don't understand things. Okay, but listen, being filled with the Holy Spirit is totally biblical. Amen? And it is from the Most High God.
Yes.
That's right.
And behold, this is Jesus, I am sending the promise. Now see, Jesus said he was going to, that this was going to take place. But this was also prophesied in the Old Testament.
Yes.
That this was going to happen. And like I said, we don't have to be crazy. We don't have to be kicking over chairs or anything like that. It doesn't have to be a big emotional thing. We just want to be obedient to what the Most High God has for us. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong. I do believe that God is a God of order. I see that all through the Scriptures. I'm not saying that we want to do anything that's not biblical, because we do not want to do anything that's not biblical. Can I get a witness? But this is completely biblical. At this church right here, we don't want to add to, we don't want to take away. We want to follow what the Scripture says. Amen?
Amen.
And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. And then we see the same thing over in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. This is the same sentiment right here. But you will receive power. People like the sound of that, don't we?
Yeah.
You will receive power. But this is what the Lord has for us, man. Okay, we don't have to be weak, timid Christian people. We don't have to walk around in discouragement, despair. Listen, the Most High God has something amazing for us. And let's be honest, a lot of the times, we don't tap into what God has for us. Amen? But listen, we can be bold like Peter. Look at the disciples, man. It's an amazing thing. You look at these guys while Jesus was on earth, man. And they were a mess, man. They were a mess. But look, when the Holy Spirit fell on, look specifically at Peter and the amazing sermons this man began to preach. And then he spoke this amazing sermon on the day of Pentecost. And this was like days after he denied Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? That wasn't too long ago. I mean, he went from wanting to do the right thing to crashing and burning pretty good, being filled with the Holy Spirit and having a boldness like we have never seen in Peter before. Amen? And that's right. And look at this. Look at this. We have a group of ordinary people, like me and you, fishermen and the like, tax collectors, that were able to turn the world upside down for Jesus. So we want what the Most High God has for us. Amen? Can I get a witness?
Amen.
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses. So what is this anointing? What is this being filled with the Holy Spirit about? We want to be God's witnesses. We want to represent the Lord. Okay? And we want to do that the best way possible. So the Scripture says that when I am weak, I can be strong. Amen? Because I have power from the Most High God. Amen? Can I get a witness? Okay. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So God says, listen, to my people, for my people, I've got this amazing gift, this filling of the Holy Spirit, where I will give you the gifts that I need you to have. Amen? I will give you the abilities that I need you to have so you can be my witnesses. You can go wherever, do whatever I have called you to do. Amen? And we don't have to be full of fear. We don't have to be self-centered. We realize, man, I belong to the Most High God. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, and I want everything that the Lord has for me so I can be what God has called me to be. Amen? All right, tell the truth. And look, Isaiah 40, verse 29, right there at your monitor.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah. Isaiah 40, verse 29. He gives power to the faint. Is that true?
Man.
Is that true? It's in the Bible, so we know it's true. But have you felt that? Have you witnessed that? When you felt like you couldn't take another step, when your world was just crazy? And you feel the Holy Spirit tugging you. talk to this guy, pray for these people. You know what, man? You know, I'm in subways, and I'm 1,000 senior Jesus. You know, but see, that's what the Holy Spirit will do, man. It'll nudge you. It'll push you. You ever done that? And you're like, oh, no, that's not my cup of tea. I don't talk to folks that I don't know. Well, see, the Most High God makes a way where there is no way.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? He will give us strength. He will give us the ability to do what he wants us to do. Remember, the Holy Spirit is for us to be witnesses for the Most High God. Amen. He gives power to the thing, and to him who has no might, you ever felt like that? Oh, I'm just weary, man. To who? And to him who has no might, he increases strength. Guys, that needs to be your verse for the week right there. If you've been going through it, Isaiah 40, verse 29, he gives strength to the weary. Amen. This is what we have access to, man, because we belong to the Lord. Amen. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. It's the NIV. He gives strength to the weary, increases the power of the weak. Okay, let's go back and look at Acts 1 and verse 8 right there on your monitor. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Okay, God's got some big plans for us. That wasn't just for the disciples, you know, but here's our little corner of the world, man. What can we do for the Lord right here? Sometimes we're thinking that, well, I want the big time radio ministry or something like that. Man, listen, don't worry about any of that business. You know, just serve the Most High God where you're at right now. Be obedient to him, and he will elevate you to the place that he needs you to be. We want to be that witness wherever. Amen? Okay. I mean, look at this. Imagine you're getting this from Jesus right here, and you're a disciple. You're a Hebrew person. Jerusalem, all Judea. Yeah, I can do that. I can be your witness there. Samaria. You know, the Jews and the Samaritans hated each other. They could not stand one another. And that went way, way, way back to Nehemiah and before. That went way back. But see, when we belong to the Lord, the good Lord asks us often to step out of our comfort zone, doesn't he? But here's the beautiful thing. He's not going to ask you to do anything where he's not with you. He's not going to ask you to do anything where he will not equip you to do what he's called you to do. So there's that Holy Spirit power that we have access to. Amen?
Amen.
Y'all with me?
Yeah.
And to the end of the earth. So God's got big plans for us, guys. All right? Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Let's go to the next slide. Okay, Acts 2 and verse 1. Here we go. When the day of Pentecost arrived. Now, the Pentecost is like a big harvest festival. It was a celebration of the harvest. I don't think it was an accident that the Holy Spirit was given to God's people at the harvest festival. Because think about it, guys. What are we supposed to do? We're to be God's witnesses. And he equips us to be what he's called to be. There's a harvest out there, and there's not that many workers there. There's not that many workers. But God says, listen, Robert Shepherd, I want to fill you. I want to fill you from the top. I want to fill you to your overflowing with my spirit so you can have boldness to talk to people that you might not normally ever talk to, but to be what I've called you to be that person, to go where I called you to go. Amen? And that's what it's all about, guys, to reap that harvest that God has for us. Amen? Okay. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, talking about the believers. And remember, this is not long after the death, the crucifixion, and burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ promised the Holy Spirit. So they're all in one accord. They're all at this church service. And this is all the believers. We don't know, 100, 120, 130. A bunch of cats, but not that many cats. This is the Christian church at this time. But you're going to see what happens if you follow along in the book of Acts. When these folks are filled with the Holy Spirit and they're obedient to the Lord, man, they're going to go from 100 or so people to 200. Man, it's going to be in the thousands, man, real soon. Over, it's just going to double up, man, because these are folks that are filled with the Holy Spirit. They're like, yep, it ain't about me. It's about being obedient to the Lord. And he has given me everything I need to be what he's called me to be. Amen? And that's what we're talking about, guys. We just want what God has for us. Amen? from the dead. Anybody else feel like they're going to pass out with me? Just me.
Drink water.
Got to stay hydrated. Okay, Acts 2. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven. Okay, so this Holy Spirit thing, is this a godly thing? It came from heaven. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Can you imagine if we were having church like we're having now, and the Holy Spirit showed up so powerful that the doors blew open and the wind was blowing around, and we're like, it's beautiful. Wouldn't that be awesome, man? Or would we be freaked out and be like, I don't think I'm going back to that weird little church? You know, we just want what the Lord has for us. Amen? And this is an amazing thing happening. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues of as a fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. Okay, so let me show you what's going on a little bit. So they're in one accord. They're worshiping the Most High God. They're waiting for what the Lord has promised. And boom, there it is, the rushing wind. Everything's getting crazy. And then tongues of fire appear over each and every one of their heads. That's kind of freaky, ain't it? That's kind of, you know what I mean? But listen, it didn't just go to Big Cool Peter or John the Revelator. You know what I mean? Or Mary, the mother of Jesus. They didn't just do that. It went to each and every person, man. The Holy Spirit is for everybody. It's for all of us. And you know what? I've pondered a lot of, who is this fire? What's going on? Because you don't see the tongues of fire anywhere else concerning the Holy Spirit like that when people are being filled with the Holy Spirit. You don't see that anymore in the New Testament. But you're welcome. If you remember when I think this is kind of cool. When John the Baptist was baptizing folks, and he said, "Hey, I'm baptizing you with water." Okay, but one's coming who was going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit on fire.
Yeah.
So this is something we can be excited about, because we're living in this age, man, where we're not just saved people, but we can be bamboozled, we can be filled up to the brim with the Holy Spirit. And sometimes, man, we're kind of running low. You know, we're kind of running low. And the Lord says, be continually filled, man. And we get saved. When we truly get saved, we get saved one time. That's the deal, man. We're done. We're saved. And we're marked with the Holy Spirit, okay? And nothing can separate us from the love of the Lord. You know what I'm saying? But see, we can be topped off numerous times with the Holy Spirit. And that's what we want to do today, guys. We want to get a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit and just get topped off, man. You know, because the world weighs us down and, you know, things happen, and we forget, you know, that, man, I have power through the Holy Spirit, and I have boldness. The Lord has gifts for me that I'm not using. You know what I mean? I mean, I feel the anointing often when I'm up here, man, and it's a lot different than when I'm down there. Sometimes I'll be down there, and I'm like, man, Rachel, I need you to call it a distraction, and I'm just going to run up to the car. And just tell them I'm sick, man. I'm not feeling it today. And I'll go up to people. I'll go up to my beloved sister and I'll go, I need you to pray for me. Because sometimes I'm sick. I get sick like everybody else. And I'm like, man, I don't know if I can get up there for 20, 30, 45, 3 hours and talk about you. You know what I mean? But when that anointing falls on you, man, it's something special.
Right.
And we can all have that. Amen? Alright, so what are we talking about? Oh, talk about Jesus. And divided tongues of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. Holy Spirit's for everybody. Okay? And they were all filled. They were all filled. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Okay, so here's this big harvest festival thing, this big celebration, Pentecost. And there's Jews in Jerusalem that have been scattered throughout the Roman Empire. So there's Jews that speak other languages. There's people that follow the Hebrew religion that speak all kinds of different languages. Okay? So when the disciples are filled with the Holy Spirit, when this group of folks are filled with the Holy Spirit, they begin to talk in was praising the Lord. And so it draws a big crowd, man. And they're so bamboozled by the Holy Spirit that things are looking kind of crazy. Don't get nervous. Everybody's like making this big crowd. I'm like, man, I think these dudes are drunk. It's like 9 in the morning, and these folks are snickered, man. And so people are coming to check it out. You know, God knows how to build a crowd, don't he? God knows how to build a crowd. And I know when people are excited, that draws people, man. You know what I mean? You remember when you were in school and there was those teachers that they were just horrible to listen to? It's not that what they were saying wasn't true, but there was like they were bored of the subject, and it just made it tedious for you because there was no excitement. They weren't conveying any of that to you. And maybe they didn't know how to do it, or maybe they just didn't really care about botany or whatever. I don't know. But you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, right.
But man, if we get excited, man, we'll be able to spread that excitement. And we have a lot to be excited about. I know this church has been through a lot the last couple of weeks. Sister Bobby G. Joyner went to be with the Lord. And let me tell you what, there's definitely a time to mourn, and there's a time to rejoice. And Bobby G. Joyner's having an awesome day right now.
Yeah.
Awesome day right now, man. And I'm excited for her. Heaven just got a little bit sweeter. You know what I'm saying? All right, here we go. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They didn't go off on their own. They didn't try and showboat. They were like, hey, Peter, look what I can do. You know what I mean? Hey, John, check it out, brother. They were obedient to the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? And we want to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Not about you. Even the abilities that the Lord gives you through the Holy Spirit, it's not about you, man.
No.
It's about Him. We are His witnesses to the ends of the earth. Amen? Okay, so Acts 4 and verse 13, I want to read this real fast. Now here's what the Holy Spirit looks like to these guys who are just ignorant folks, man. Just regular folks. Okay, so Peter and John see this lame man couldn't walk at the gates of the temple. And he's like, he wanted some money or whatever, and that's what he was used to getting. And Peter was like, I ain't got none of that, but I'll give you what I got. And so the guy was healed, man. He was raised up. And that caused a big commotion. And it ended up getting Peter and John arrested. Okay? So, yeah. Hey, we love the Lord. We want to be obedient to the Lord. But that doesn't mean everybody's going to think you're hip and cool and awesome. You know what I mean? We want to be what God's called us to be, and we want to have that boldness, even if it could be the end of us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even if you might have thrown in jail, even if somebody might break the Jesus fish off of your car, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Acts 4 in verse 13. And when they saw the boldness of Peter, remember this, Peter, the guy? It was very impulsive before the filling of the Holy Spirit. You know what I mean? Had big thoughts, big ideals, but didn't quite follow through with them. You know what I mean? Kind of his heart was in the right place. But see, when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, when we're obedient to the Holy Spirit, man, we can turn the world upside down. You know what I mean? Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived, that they were uneducated common men, these are just dudes, man. Wow, you talking to me like that? You talking to me? Aren't you a fisherman? You know, I am a Pharisee. You know? Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated common men, listen, it's not about your college training. These are all good things. These are all good things, man, to go to college and have all kinds of skills. And that's wonderful. But the Lord God can take an ignorant fisherman, you know what I mean, and use him to turn the world upside down. So listen, if you have been to college or whatever, well, then we're going to use that just in service to the Most High God. But listen, God can and will fill in the gaps.
Yes.
He will teach you. He will train you. He will give you what you need to do what he's called you to do. Remember when we read this a couple weeks ago, that the Most High God has given us all things for changing life and godliness?
Okay.
Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated common men, they were astonished things have happened, unfair things have happened, and life is difficult. You know what I mean? Sometimes we have to deal with our painful consequences of our stupid selfish actions. Sometimes we have to deal with other people's stupid selfish actions. Sometimes bad things just happen. You know what I mean? Sometimes bad things happen because we love Jesus. But God is with us, and He's going to help us out. He'll never leave you or forsake you. Know? And He says, this is what you're here for, man. To be my witness. Everywhere. To be what I've called you to be. But don't worry. I'm going to give you strength. I'm going to give you what you need. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Okay. Next slide. Okay, so to our little story, the guys, the disciples, they're in the upper room, and the Holy Spirit is filling them. The tongues of fire appear over them, and they begin to speak in these languages, and the Lord is just doing this awesome, amazing thing, and this huge crowd is gathering, and like I said, they're like, man, look at these guys. These guys are drunk. Wow. So Peter, being freshly filled with the Holy Spirit, steps up and doesn't say anything stupid like he may have done 2 minutes before the filling. You know what I mean? Acts 2, verse 15. For these people are not drunk, as you suppose, since it's only the third hour of the day. That's pretty practical. Way too early in the morning. When are you supposed to be drunk? But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. Listen, this is a beautiful thing. This is an important thing. Okay, Peter, talking to these Hebrew guys, talking to these other Jewish fellows, he's like, listen, this isn't some fringe, weird, crazy thing, even though you don't understand it at this moment. This was prophesied in our holy books, man. This was prophesied in the Old Testament that this was going to happen. Okay, so anything that we want to get involved in, we want to make sure that it is biblical, that it can be vetted by the Bible, and we want to be obedient to that. Amen? Okay, tell the truth, shame the devil. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And okay, here's a little bit of that prophecy. In the last days, think about that. That was the beginning of the last days, way back then. Okay, we're talking about death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ. We're talking about forgiveness of sins. We're talking about being filled with the Holy Spirit. We're talking about the church age, man. This thing is winding down fast. So if you're not a Christian, okay, I don't want to rain on your parade, but listen, if you're not a Christian, you need to come to that place real fast where you decide to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. Because nobody's promised tomorrow.
Right.
No, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And I know I'm talking about being filled with the Holy Spirit, but listen, first things first, you've got to be a child of the Lord. You've got to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That is the most important decision you will ever make in your life. You need to do that today. If you have not done it, gladly, and love to meet with you and lead you in a prayer for salvation. So don't go away if you haven't done that. I want you to get with me today, okay? Oh, man. You are precious. Okay. And in the last days, it shall be God. Okay. In the last days, it shall be God declares, not what your neighbor Joe Bill declares, not what grandma told you was going to happen, and grandma's great, not what your college professor told you, but this is what God says. Okay. So I can rest on that. I can rest on that. I can have peace no matter what God says. Amen. In the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. See, here we go again. This Christian thing is pretty wild, pretty awesome, because there's no caste system. There's no, well, I'm just a girl, or you're just a girl, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or, you've only been saved for 20 minutes, dude. Yeah, it's not, I've been saved for 45 years, and I can quote all the scriptures in Latin. Even Piglatum. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Anybody that's a Christian. Everybody that's a Christian. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. Now we got to address this real fast. This does not just mean that only old men can have biblical dreams, godly dreams, prophetic dreams. It's not what it's saying. It's saying that God has gifts for everybody to serve Him. You know what I mean? You want to be open and obedient to what God has for you. Amen?
Amen.
And that, I I will pour my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants in those days, I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Isn't that beautiful? That's the bottom of the barrel people right there, man. Your servants, your handmaidens, your male servants, the guys that tend to the barn. Hey, God doesn't care about them. I mean, no. That's not what I meant. David, we should erase that. No, don't touch. Leave it alone. Don't push my button. Listen, there's no Jew, no Greek, no male, no female, no slave, no free. He died for us all. He has wonderful things for all of us. Listen, this business about one color being more important than the other color, or this education makes me more special. All God's people want. Because listen, man, we're children of the Most High God. And we are all equal because of what Jesus Christ did.
Right.
We might have different jobs, different things that we do, different responsibilities, but we are all equal. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, I mean, that right there is a reason to give him praise.
Amen.
Because you're not going to find that business in the Church of Islam. You're not going to find that in Hinduism. But listen, the one true God who we serve, amen, says, you know what? I love you all. And I love my little girls just as much as I love my little boys. Amen? Isn't that wonderful?
Thank you, Lord.
So all that rubbish, man, is man-made stuff. And I'm so glad we're not bound by that.
Yeah.
Okay. Even on my male servants and my female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit and they shall prophesy. Okay, so listen. This is something for all of us. Being filled with the Holy Spirit is for all believers. Okay? Ephesians 5, verse 18. And do not get drunk with wine. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery. Okay, so don't give yourself over to something that the world offers that is going to dull your senses, that is going to take control over you, that is going to make you do some stupid stuff. Right? I'm not saying don't drink some wine or whatever if you want to have a barbecue. But you guys don't have wine with barbecue, do you? It's where I come from, that's how we have our barbecue, a little bit. I'm playing. I don't know what I'm talking about. But listen, everything in moderation. Can I get a witness? And we want to follow the law and all that sort of jazz. But, okay, you can be drunk on a lot more stuff than wine.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery. You give yourself over to something else that the world has to offer, that's going to lead to a bunch of bad decisions. That ain't going to lead you nowhere good. But be filled with the Spirit. Okay? Well, man, I'm so stressed out. I got to have a little bit of wine. No, man, look.
I dig it.
In there. But check it out, man. Why don't you give yourself over to the Most High God? Why don't you let Him give you peace? Real peace. You know what I mean? Give yourself over to Him. And see this, it says, be filled with the Spirit. This translates, the original is like, and be being filled. Continually be filled. Okay? Don't forget to get topped off. Man, I need God. I want what you have for me. Fill me afresh with your Holy Spirit. Amen?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not just a one-time thing. All right? It's not just a one-time thing we received in salvation. We can get more and more and more. Amen? It's like when I go to the Golden Corral and there's nothing wrong with that, right? They're doing ribs right now, like four. There's ribs, all types of ribs, but the line was crazy in Atlanta. Anyway, that's another story. But man, you know what? I enjoy a soda water or soda pop when I'm eating food. And you know what? It gets pulled down to the bottom. I want to get me a refill. You know what I mean? Isn't that beautiful? Aren't you glad I thought about that analogy for you guys? See, you're not going to get that at any other church. You know? And he was talking about ribs for a minute. And you see, that's what God wants us to do. That's a command.
Yep.
Be filled with the Holy Spirit and be being filled. Continually be filled, because God wants us to be ready for what he has for us. He wants us to have the ability to do what he's called us to do. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So, Shannon, we're going to wrap it up real fast, but we're going to pray. We're going to pray. Really going to pray. You don't have to say this prayer if you don't want it. But if you want a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit, if you've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, that would be a great day to do that. You know what I'm saying? We want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. How do I do this? Luke 11, verse 13. If you then, who are evil, don't you like how the Bible just calls you guys evil? This is actually Jesus. This is Jesus talking to people. He's like, hey, you guys are pretty flawed and messed up. And you still, when it's Junior's birthday, you want to do something nice for the kid. You want to give him an egg. You want to give him an egg. You don't want to give him a scorpion. You want to do something nice for him. Right? You love him. He's saying, you guys can be pretty messed up sometimes. But those you love, you want to do good things for them. Imagine how your holy Father is in heaven, who loves you so much that he laid down his son's life so you can live forever, and he also wants to equip you with some special gifts. He's not going to hold back from you, man. He's committed to this stuff, and he wants you to get committed. And he was not committed like Rachel's trying to get me committed, but bless her heart. She's been through a lot. I said I'll take her to Sandra's. Anyway. All right. Bless her heart. If you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Amen. So if you want the Holy Spirit, and you listen, you've been sealed with the Holy Spirit. You've been framed with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit indwells you the moment you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You know what I'm saying? God can look down right now in his church and he knows who are his children and who aren't. It's kind of scary to think about. But you know, God knows who are his babies and who aren't. And if you ain't his baby, you'll do that today. But what I'm saying, if you are his baby, how about we get a fresh feeling right now? You know what I mean? I'm not going to corral with my covenant. Right? And we do, man. We get low. We get low. We get burned out. But remember, God gives strength to the weary and he increases the power of the weak. So everybody, do you want a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit right now?
Yeah.
Do you want to receive the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
Okay, this is what I want you to do. I want us to say this prayer and mean it. Okay? Because just like you said, a simple prayer, when you ask Jesus to be your personal Lord and Savior, boom, that's all it took. You believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. You believed that he did and said what he came to do. Did I say that right? He died for our sins and rose from the dead. We need a Savior, and he is that Savior. Amen? You believe that, and then at that moment, guess what? You're a Christian person. Your eternity has just changed when you ask Jesus to be Lord and Savior. Now, with the same trusting in the Lord, ask him to fill us afresh with the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Repeateth after me if you believe it. Lord.
Lord.
You want us to be filled with your Holy Spirit.
You want us to be filled with your Holy Spirit.
You are strong.
You are strong.
And we are weak.
We are weak.
You have promised to give us your power.
You have promised to give us your power.
Power to do and to be what you want us to do and be.
Power to do.
We want all you have for us.
We want all you have for us.
I ask you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I ask you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
To fill me up with your Holy Spirit.
To fill me up with your Holy Spirit.
Give me all I need.
Give me all I need.
To serve you.
To serve you.
I want every gift you have for me.
I want every gift you have for me.
In Jesus' mighty, wonderful name we pray.
In Jesus' mighty, wonderful name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
continue to spend some alone time with the Lord, guys. Get into the scriptures. Give yourself a... You don't have to stop at a chapter a day. That's just a good place to start.
Yeah.
But whatever you read, meditate on it. And he was talking about meditating. Think about what...